Hello and welcome to UC Today. My name is Kieran Devlin and today's session is Leveraging AI as the Great Disruptor. I'm delighted to be joined by Cade Herbert, Marketing Manager at Call Tower, and Madison Dora, Partner Marketing Strategist for Call Tower. Cade, Madison, thanks for joining us.
Very welcome. Happy to be here. Really excited.
Yes, excited. Thank you so much for having us. We're big fans of UC, so we're excited.
And before we explore exactly how customers can leverage AI as the Great Disruptor, can you please tell us a little about yourselves, guys, and the work you do with Call Tower? Cade, we'll start with you.
Yes, hi, I'm Cade Herbert, Marketing Manager at Call Tower out of Salt Lake City, Utah. The work I do with Call Tower is I'm mostly in charge of the content side of our marketing house. Anything written, blogs, webinars, that sort of thing that ends up having my stamp. And as well as I manage a small BDR team out of Call Tower, so I'm on the sales side of the house as well.
And from my side of things, I'm our partner marketing strategist. So I work very closely with Cade, our marketing team, as well as our sales team. I really overlook our global channel sales team partnerships and relationships with our TSDs, making sure that they're growing. We're having strategic alignment and not only fostering our current relationships and partnerships, but gathering new ones, whether that be in the US or across the globe, which we're really excited about this year.
Perfect. And now we'll dive into the topic at hand. And I guess, you know, AI was the big buzzword of 2023, but now things have started to settle a little bit. We're trying to see a bit more unique use cases that are really quite fascinating and compelling. So I guess, Cade, what would you say is the state of AI in 2024?
I would say it's along the lines of the sky is no longer falling, right? everything seems to be, everyone really is kind of figuring out the parameters of AI and how it can be used for different things. There's really promising stuff that's happening in the world of AI, like even like medical technology that is exploiting AI, really great stuff coming out of there. Of course, the thing you tend to hear more about online is, oh, you know, we're consolidating jobs and taking automation off the table, that sort of thing. And so we're still kind of figuring out where everything lands. There's been some legislation, especially in the EU, that have kind of started to figure out exactly where things are going to line up. That being said, we are just now digging into the standardization of AI in the UCaaS, CCaaS, and collaboration spaces. So, you know, where can we even apply AI in UCaaS, CCaaS? How do those things interact with each other as well? So there's some really fascinating stuff. There's some very valuable ROI that is available within the world of AI. So we're all just still kind of figuring out where things have settled. And it's exciting. It's very interesting. There's some very cool machine learning aspects to how all of our networks work together. So it's going to be very fascinating seeing how things move forward in the future.
And Madison, moving on to yourself, you know, and moving into our industry more specifically, rather, what can you tell us about the intersection of AI in the UCaaS and CCaaS spaces?
Absolutely. I think Cade touched on it perfectly about it. It's settling. The idea of AI in 2023 was, you know, videos, photos, and it's going to take everyone's jobs. I think now we're really seeing how the UCaaS and CCaaS environment can benefit from it, you know, making collaboration more seamless, communications more seamless, saving time on tasks, meetings, PowerPoints, Excel. There's so many different things that we could be using AI for. And I think it's going to just grow significantly the industry and kind of a little evolution with focusing on those AI technologies to enhance communication and especially customer service experiences. I know with Call Tower, we have 5 contact centers. And I think that AI is really going to be great for our customer service experiences, just to better our communication with folks and also just collaborate and get things done more efficiently.
And I guess, like, peering a bit closer through the weeds, you know, even within UCaaS and CCaaS, there have been so many pretty massive AI-powered solutions that have been launched over the last 18 months or so, but they can, from you don't have to be a layperson. You could be somebody who's a bit of a tech expert, a bit of a, you know, UCaaS, unified communications, collaboration expert. And it can be also be quite difficult to identify the key trends, the key similarities, the key differences between these major, major solutions. So I guess, Kate, can you please tell us, what would you identify as the key differences between the likes of Microsoft Copilot, for example, and then maybe Zoom and WebEx AIs?
Yeah, that's a really good breakdown. In particular, Zoom and WebEx's AI solutions are somewhat similar. They break down in that they're very meeting centric. They're going to do really good recaps for you. You're going to save a lot of money with those AI systems. You can do voice commands for like offsite tasks. You can have voice translate or voice to text translation. You can also translate that text into different languages. Really cool stuff coming out of Zoom and WebEx. Those are also very free. They come with your Zoom and WebEx solution, which is obviously great for your ROI. That being said, on the other side of the house, you have Microsoft Copilot. Microsoft Copilot does come with a premium, but it interacts with more things. And not only does it interact with Teams and do things like recap and text translation, that sort of thing for your Teams solution, but it also integrates all that with your Word, your WebEx, your PowerPoint, and it can create crazy projects just from a few little prompts within that system. It also reads all that your Microsoft 365 data, and it can build from there. It can create a voice for you. You can also use Copilot as kind of your own pet AI to do your own little tasks. So it's very customizable, and you get a lot for that Microsoft Copilot license. The adoption rate is great with Copilot because you're already using those Microsoft suite solutions. So that is the real big breakdown on that. But there's lots of little intricacies on that as well. So if you want, you can get a consult from Call Tower and see kind of what works best for you and your company.
And that's a lovely segue to our next question. Madison, how can Call Tower support customers in identifying what option works best for them? Expanding upon Cade's point about this consultation.
Absolutely. Well, that first step is just like Cade said, consultation. You can book a consultation with our global channel sales team. And from there, they kind of walk you through what's best for you. You let them know what you're looking for in a solution. And if you want to add AI, we'll walk you through how Zoom uses it, how WebEx, how Microsoft Copilot works. We also walk you through, you know, Five9 is a contact center that we use. They have AI now. So we have a bunch of options that we will walk you through and ask you what you want and what's best for you. But the other side of that is cost, budget. Where's your budget at? Because like Cade said, Microsoft Teams is an additional licensing cost, whereas Zoom and WebEx aren't. So I think that's a major factor. But as far as our Call Tower team, you know, helping our customers, we really go through our process with our deals, our demos, our discovery process to hear and listen to our partners, our customers, to make sure that we're aligning them with what is going to be best long term.
Perfect. And Kate, expanding on the maybe the contact center aspect specifically, you know, I was reading about how Call Tower have a contact center solution that seamlessly incorporates Teams and Copilot. I wonder if you could please go into a bit more detail on that solution.
Absolutely. Yeah. That solution is called Solgari. They're out of the UK, which is funnily enough, coming from talking with Kieran. They are a completely in-app Microsoft Teams contact center solution, and it's built from Copilot. So it uses AI to make a contact center solution completely within the Teams client, which of course adds quite a bit of value, so you're not interacting with multiple interfaces to make that happen. There is some real value in that. It's been really exciting to see that take off here at Call Tower. We also, of course, as Madison mentioned, we have Five9. We have several other contact center solutions. It all kind of depends on what your current tech stack solution is as a company, what your needs are, and where your value is going to lie. With bigger enterprise solutions, we tend to see that Five9 works extremely well because they're a well-established company. They've got a very robust system. And of course, as Madison said, they have new AI solutions like Agent Assist, But Solgari is a completely AI-based in-app contact center that can really add a lot of value, especially if you're already working within the team's client a lot. That way, that saving on that back and forth can create a lot of efficiency and ROI. So it's definitely something that people should be looking into.
Yeah, definitely. I can imagine that very seamlessness is going to be a major selling point going forward. As words like, you know, interoperability was a major trend I saw at ISE this year, and then in Barcelona, and that seems to be AI was the definitive buzzword of 2023. I think there's a bit more going on. It's a bit more holistic in 2024, but seamlessness that you guys are outlining is definitely one of them. And then touching on what the big trends will be for 2024 and beyond, Madison, closing with yourself, what do you see as being the future of AI in UCaaS and CCaaS over the next year and beyond?
I'll bring that term again, seamless, into play, because I think the future of AI and UCaaS and CCaaS is making seamless communication and collaboration. I think mostly, like I touched on in the beginning when I was talking about the intersection of AI with UCaaS and CCaaS, I think for 2024, we're really going to see it mostly benefit customer service experiences. I think that is where we're going to see kind of the key for 2024, but also on our sales side of things, help with organization, collaboration, follow up with meetings and making sure that we're getting all our tasks done and things like that. So I think on that side, it's going to be AI is going to help with task organization. But for 2024, I really see customer experience growing and becoming just bigger and better in 2024. And I know Cade has done a few webinars with us based on his outlook. So Cade, if you want to jump in too, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that AI is just going to erase all the minutiae from our lives when we're interacting in UCaaS and CCaaS spaces. A lot of the little issues and hiccups that get brought up naturally in the system are going to be leveled out by AI. And so hopefully that just means everything will be more efficient. We'll be able to focus on just doing our jobs better, right? Yeah. That's the idea behind AI a lot. And so that's kind of what I see going into 2024.
Great. Well, I'm excited. Very, very excited. It's a very optimistic note in which to end today's session. So, and it has been a terrific session. So thank you, Madison and Cade, for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And if you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and share on social media, and we'll see you next time. I've been Keenan Devlin, New UC Today. Thanks for watching.